Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You feel like you've lost control?
No, but we've never had... No, I feel like we're in control. I just feel like we've never had so many opinions. I mean, if you count the amount of people that are part of our business now, I don't have enough fingers on my hands.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's a change.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
You are hired, and why?
No, why do we hire people? Like, how do we know when to hire people?
And why or how you transition back to yourself after you become a mom?
Come closer. Are you there?
Mm.
Are you here?
Mm.
Let's see. Talk.
Hello? Oh, we were recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Isn't that crazy to think? Did you ever listen to the chapter example that you said where we sound really intimate?
No, did you?
No, but I meant to, but then I forgot every time I went.
Okay. Well, do we need to get more intimate?
No. I mean, I think the book is really intimate. Podcast is intimate.
Take your clothes off?
Yeah. Is that poo?
Probably. So it's...
Do you want to listen to it?
No, I don't know. Just go. Okay. No, because we always just listen to it and then it's fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just not going to touch it. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, Nat.
Oh, welcome to the third episode of the second season of the Cat Nat Mom Truths podcast.
You're so professional.
We're very excited to tell you that we have secured a sponsor for this season, which
we
is pretty exciting.
We also had anal sex. Sorry.
No, we didn't.
I know.
Okay. She just wanted to say something inappropriate, so she's going to get out of her system.
Oh, you're so mature. Sorry, Natalie. Keep going with you. Oh, I'm Kat. And we have seven children. How do we lose ourselves and find ourselves?
How do we lose our virginity?
Okay, exactly. Okay.
All right, listen.
In a mood, you know what?
It's fine.
It's been a bit straight and narrow recently.
Okay.
A lot of business calls.
All right.
So over it.
Ditto. Well, let's go to Florida and cocktail.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't wait to go back and podcast about this time in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's something in the air.
There was something in the air that night. Fandango.
So we're like, I can't explain what it is. It's tumultuous.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of conflict. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of feeling of change, like antsiness. It's a lot of feeling of uncomfortableness.
You know, one thing I was thinking is that we started this company. Oh, this is a good transition. Okay, here we go.
Okay, got it. So you did some points together.
I just have to close my eyes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, my eyes are closed. When we started this company, every decision that was made, everything that we did was you and me.
Okay.
Right now, today, in February 2019,
yeah,
our team has never been so big, which inevitably happens that all of these people have opinions, input, suggestions, ideas, and they all have to bring them to the two of us. But it no longer, I mean, it's still ultimately our decisions, but it's like there's bees swarming around. We're the queen bees, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the nest. And all these little swarming people are trying to figure things out. They're doing good, but they're still poking at us. And it's hard for us because we used to feel like we were the only ones in control.
Do you feel like you've lost control?
No, but we've never had... No, I feel like we're in control. I just feel like we've never had so many opinions. I mean, if you count the amount of people that are a part of our business now, I don't have enough hands on my... I don't have enough fingers on my hands.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's a change.
Yeah.
We recently just got managers. We're working... We have a touring team that is bigger than it ever was. We have more agents than we've ever had.
Yeah.
We have new team members that we work directly with.
Yep.
We have new partners, new projects.
Yep.
So that's different. That's changed.
We also have a new book coming out.
And then a whole publishing team and book agents and a PR team in the U.S. and a PR team in Canada. Like, it's a lot of things coming down on two very strong, smart, but young women with seven children. Young. You know, it's a lot. It's a change. It's different.
I don't feel the change. I do, like, again, it's going to take a few years for us to go through it and then see, because we don't know where we're going. We can't sit here and be like, oh, well, we kind of have the vision of where we're going.
Yeah.
But when I was talking to Sam yesterday on the phone and I said to her, I was like, I'm just going to say it because I don't give a fuck. I said to her, influencer, like how we're doing deals, I don't like it anymore. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like the way we're doing it. I don't like the way it's happening. I don't like this feeling of like, I said to her, I feel like where brands are finally coming, it's over. Now it's got to be new. And you and I, last time, like we get bored. It's like we're done with this way of doing things, and it's not
our passion for the partnerships the way we've been doing them. It's done. It's over.
It's done. And it's like you want us to fake it. We can't fake it. Like, you know, Summer Fresh, when she came on board and listened to our ideas, you know, I was like, yeah, that is something we can do, because not only do we use it, but it's also a conversation that moms just want to know information. They don't want to be shoveled down with, they don't want to be told what to do. They just want to share what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about having this huge team, I'm like, the only struggle I have with the huge team is that I don't like being out of the loop. And I know you're supposed to relinquish control. So like a lot of people are like, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you go focus on what you do. And I'm like, we can't let go of what we do. We have to be involved in everything.
Yeah.
Because it's what makes us, if we don't have our finger on the pulse, and I think so many people do this, we've had so many meetings with women who want to start something, and they're like, who'd you hire? And I'm like, fucking nobody.
Yeah.
And how'd you do it? Google.
Yeah.
And like, what made you decide to hire when we felt so overwhelmed and we knew that we needed someone to fill a piece of the gap, but it wasn't until that moment that we felt that we could hire someone. We have to be overwhelmed in order for us to hire someone. It's not like we are like, all right, let's put a team in place.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I think though, like us wanting to be so involved, it's like letting your baby like just go. Like you want to watch, you want to know. Like when I, even, you know, when we leave our kids in the beginning, when, you know, cause this baby's only really 6 years old, right?
If
we leave our baby with a babysitter, we want to report about what happened. And there's a lot that is like a lot of conversations that are now happening. There's so many of them happening in so many different areas that we don't even know what people are talking about. True. And then you send an email about something and they're like, we all had a conversation about that yesterday. We're having another one tomorrow. About what? What are you guys talking about? I want to know.
Well, and then they have internal meetings about us as a client. And, you know, there's so many.
One team that we were not feeling connected with. And it's a part of like our tour is a part of big part of our business is now and how we connect to you guys. And we had to like express ourselves to the team that was in charge of that. And once we really got to the bottom, I see now that the person in charge realizes these girls need to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he really realized that, even though it might not be traditional for talent and people that go on the road, that we're different. Yeah. And that we need to be a part of it all.
Yeah, we do. And I think, you know, I think that the biggest, I mean, if we're going to talk about people who are entrepreneurs and people who are starting something, I think even your own life, you have to go through, like, you know, what did my husband do the other day? God, I'm not going to sue him, but he's
not listening.
Oh, he didn't know how to put the booster chair up, the headrest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm like, how the fuck do you not know how to adjust the headrest?
Okay.
Like, how the fuck? We have a child who is 9 years old. This is how out of, and it was just something so small.
I know.
But I looked at him and I was like, whoa. And there's so many little things because he's not part of the daily process at home. And can he get the job done? Yes. I'm not saying that. It's just small things that moms have to do and grow with the job that it's like, those are all the things that fall on us. And the booster seat is just,
oh my gosh, it's so
funny. It's a representation
yes.
of the bigger picture.
And that's what it's like for business too. And if you skip steps,
you're fine.
Then it's going to be a few like months down the road, all this has happened and it's like you need a catch up. And that's what one of our agents said is that, I guess I need to be a part of everything because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be filled in months down the road about what you guys were unhappy with or whatever. But when you say that, my husband came to a meeting with my son's teacher. And when we were leaving the school, my daughter was talking to a girl. And I said, bye, girls, have a good day. And I looked at Mark and I said, do you know who that was with Taylor? Because yeah. I know it's been his good friend, her good friends, like a friend since kindergarten. And he goes, no. And I go, really? And he made a guess and it was right. Lucky. Because I thought to myself, do you know who her friends are?
It's just, it's such a weird thing that no one talks about or points out that, like, number one, if you want to start a fucking company, start it. Don't go and hire people to start your company.
No.
Start it, live it, breathe it.
No matter how rich you are.
No matter how rich, yeah, you're not going to be successful unless you just want to put your name on something and walk away. Like, then hire a really good team.
Yeah.
But if you want to call yourself an entrepreneur, like, don't wait for someone to do it for you. You do it. Don't research the shit out of it in order to realize that the idea has already been done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just.
And just know that even though if you want to start a company and you're thinking of hiring people or you want to put your name on it, the journey is a lot more satisfying and fun when you're a part of it.
Yeah. I equated to working out. I'm never going to like working out, just so you know. I'm never going to wake up and be like, I can't wait to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I know I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I feel good after I do it. And everyone's like, what's the motivation? I'm like, it isn't. I get down there. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I don't. I've literally gotten on for like 5 minutes and be like, I'm not into this.
And
gotten
fine.
Off again. So I guess the point is, if you're waiting for something to, it's not easy. And if you're waiting for something to tell you that it's easy or that it's going to be, this is your time. It's like waiting to have kids. Like when the right time
is. Oh my God.
There's no fucking right time.
No.
You just, I understand the Nike ad. You just do it. Just get up. You know what?
Just do it.
Figure out what the fuck a website is. Figure out this. Figure it out. And our
and after you figure it out, don't take a day off.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I know that's bad news, but you know, we work with a lot of companies and people and employees for companies, and we see, and this is like, this is no like diss to people because everyone deserves.
So many people would not agree with this.
I know. I know. Their right to life and their own personal life, and they get a job and they're like, I need my own personal time. Totally understand that mentality. But when it's your company and you want to keep your eye on it, you don't take a day off, but that's okay because you're doing what you like to do. You like it.
Yeah, I actually, I agree 100%.
I remember one time, someone said, you were like, have we ever had a day?
No, Sam did. Sam asked if we've ever had a day off.
Like a day off of Insta stories. There's never been a day that we've done nothing.
I know.
And we don't do Insta stories to stare at ourselves completely, although sometimes I do like
it's to. It's the first time I see myself often.
Yeah, I know. It's really so that because we know that you guys are waiting for a connection and we're waiting to talk to you too.
So Sam on our team, she's a new mom, and she's like, well, when she wrote out all these feelings she was having, because I said something, and I said maybe it was like, God, what did I ask her? I said maybe it's like this, well, God, it was, Sam, remind me, I said we should do a podcast on this, and she was like, yeah, like ABC, and she wrote all of her feelings. I'm like, Sam, welcome to Mom Truths. This is what, this is, you. God, no disrespect to new moms. New moms.
Yeah, because we were them.
Feel like they're the only ones in the world who have these feelings. 100%. New moms feel like they're the only ones who experience the what did I say last night on Instagram? The crispy, like emotionally crispy. Like you feel like you're the only one who's so raw because you're so tired.
And you've heard new moms talk like they're the first person to ever say it.
Like, but you don't get it. But you're like, dude, I'm a mom too. I get it. No, but you don't get it. Okay.
How could I not get it?
Your journey's harder than mine. Yeah. I'm validated. No, it's not the fucking way. Everyone's just got a different threshold.
Yes.
But what you're experiencing, I feel it.
Yeah.
They want to fight you on it. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Fine. Your life is harder. But we're all feeling those really raw feelings. And what's comforting that we can say now is that all those moms, we all feel that same thing. So just so you know, if you're feeling it, you are not alone.
Well, that's Mom Truths. That is the crux of our book, of our podcast, of our videos. It's like, I'm not sure why it is so taboo to talk about what's hard as a mom, because what's hard as a mom is often what's hard in life and what's hard, like, you know, the guessing yourself, like sitting there and being like, what the fuck am I doing? So I'm really swearing today.
I don't think so.
We do that. We do that in business. Mm-hmm. We do that in motherhood. We do that in
relationships.
You do it everywhere.
Yeah. It's
these feelings are not unique to feeling anxious about a situation.
Yeah.
Is
the only problem with motherhood on top of it all is that you're so tired and you don't have, you feel like you have no one to talk to about it.
Well, and you're responsible for a human being.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Life.
And you're responsible for like, just even sometimes dinner breaks me. Like just even the very, like,
I
walked in after school and the house is clean. They come home for 15 minutes and I'm just like, the tasks and the jobs that come with motherhood sheerly frees me. And, you know, all the stuff, not being a mother, but all the stuff around motherhood, like, God, like forms and plate, like just organizing everything exhausts me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that I love being their mom.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm still cleaning up and putting them to bed at 9 o'clock at night, I'm fucking done.
Yeah. Like nothing, you know, when I think about all the jobs in life, nothing is more taxing and hard. I mean, I guess you guys know this, but then being a mom to these people and more like time consuming and exhausting on like a mental level, not necessarily a physical level. But when you go to, that's what I think a lot of men probably don't understand is why are you so tired? Like, you know, why are you physically so tired? But really we're mentally tired, which makes us want to go to sleep.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, they go to school all day and they have to be good. So they have to sit there and be good all day. And then, you know, we're as women and moms told, like, be present when they walk in the door. Well, meanwhile, we're trying to run a company on the side to give them a, like, because A, we love it. I'm not even going to give an excuse of bringing money in. You and I love
what
we do. So when I'm on my phone, when the kids walk home, yeah, do I feel like, oh shit, I'm on my phone again? 100%. But at the same time, is it my job to like their dad gets to go to the office and come home at 7:30 p.m. at nighttime. Okay. Yep. He gets to walk in the door and still be on his phone when he walks in the door.
Yes.
But for some reason it's okay.
Yes.
But for me, I have to not be on the phone, but somehow run a company, but also make dinner, also clean up after dinner, make his dinner, get the kids ready for bed, make sure they brush their teeth. Like it is,
you know, at bedtime, sometimes you're just like, I want them to go to bed,
but I'm too tired.
The energy to go and put them all to bed. And just like for me right now too, it's anticipating who's going to be a little shit disturber when it's bedtime.
Yeah.
You know, because three of them are in the same room and I'm like, everyone's good. I walk away and then all of a sudden I come downstairs and I hear one of them start.
And
it's like they get jelly beans in their pants.
Yes. No, Chloe just becomes a sheer animal when she's tired. Like she starts hitting people, like not hitting, but she'll walk up and just smack. Like just,
it really makes me think though, I wish sometimes, overall, I'm glad they share a room, but sometimes I wish they had their own rooms.
So they couldn't
egg each
you
other
could
on.
Close the door. They still do, babe. Let me tell you. My kids, okay. They go in the bathroom and they start fighting over the toothpaste. Okay. Like the
once,
way they
once
looked.
They're in bed, will they come out and bother each other?
Oh, God. They're in each other's rooms at bedtime.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm like,
okay.
Or one will, Olivia will walk in with underwear on her head to the baby and start like bouncing up and down. You know, and I'm like, I literally yell. I'm like, and they're trying to have fun. And I'm like,
yeah. No, bedtime is not time for fun.
I feel like right now I'm the mom because their level of fun is so loud and the hyperness, even though it's fun to them, to me, I'm just like,
it's so annoying.
Can you get out of my space and go do this downstairs? You need to be in my face, jumping up and down, screaming at a level 10.
I don't know.
And I'm just like, I see you're laughing. I'm sorry to be a bitch. Get the fuck out of my face.
And it's so hard because you're like, I see you're having fun and you're smiling, laughing, and there should be nothing wrong with that, but it's so loud.
Olivia had a friend over, her best friend. Her other best friend beside Taylor, and I could just see her looking at me. I'm like, I know, I'm not a nice mom today.
Yeah.
The only reason is because you're all, these children, you're being perfect, mine, not.
Yes. I wanted to just say one other thing that came up that I think that is just something that I noticed about people who don't run their own business to someone who do run their own business. And again, this is like, for anyone who doesn't, this is not a diss to you, but it's also a little bit of a blessing for us, is how many times have you heard people who don't run a business say, oh my God, I have 80 emails in my inbox that I need to catch up on.
I know.
That will never happen to us. No matter how many emails we have, it will take us probably a maximum of 3 minutes before we open every single thing that comes in. Either you open it or I open it. Emails don't go unanswered because every time an email comes, we think this is an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So, but we're lucky that we're so interested in these emails, right? Even if it's an accounting email, it's like, what are we paying for? Who are we paying? What are we getting? You know? And so it's a blessing because it's not annoying. In fact, every email that comes in is exciting. And it has been that way since the beginning when we used to sell tickets to things. Like, oh, there's an email. Oh, there's an email. But like, it is like, if I sit there and I'm having a conversation with like my husband and I hear that ding.
You can't.
My hand is like, I can't. I'm like, I just had to go to the bathroom. Like, I had to see what that email is.
I agree because it's really fun.
Because
it's crack. It's entrepreneurial crack.
It is.
We are crack addicts, but for entrepreneurship.
And the worst is if like you're at a doctor's appointment or something like that, and then you see that you've missed, like, the texts are less important because it's with the team and sometimes it's just like little conversations.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh my God, like 25 mixed texts and you got to go read them and you're like, what are they talking about without me?
I get it. You're like, shit, I was stepped off for 5 minutes and this is what happened.
I know. But the lucky thing is that it doesn't, none of that annoys us. Some people will be so overwhelmed, but like, we're also never going to go on a vacation.
I think we're really lucky. And I think we're really unique in this world where everything we do, we get to have fun.
I know.
And you said something to me last week, and I actually told our team, the head team member, when you said, we get to have fun wherever we go. And I said to one of our head team members who we were just having an honest chat, I said, you know, Nat looked at me and goes, this isn't fun right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I was like, he's like, we're going to make it fun again. I'm
okay,
like,
good. Yeah.
Because
that's the first time I ever felt like this isn't fun.
Everything we do, so when we go on the road on tour, we're so fucking tired, you guys. Like, it's like a tired you can't describe, but it's an adrenaline. Like, your body is physically exhausted because every night you gear up for like multiple nights in a row to get up on a stage and like and leave it on the stage because we're hosting you guys and we get to be with you guys. And the enormous feelings you get with being in front of people is just not something we can even really describe because it's so unique. And we literally get to laugh and experience that together.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And there's moments where you and I, we thrive on just being with each other. It's a very weird thing. Like, everyone's like, at the end of the tour, you're supposed to go and like, you're supposed to go celebrate with the team. They all go out and we stay for 5 minutes and we bounce. We're like, we
sleep on top of each other.
Yeah. It's like,
in bunks.
And I'll never forget, like, what most people would be like upset by or devastated by or disappointed. Like, you know, oh shit. Remember that one time, where was it? On one of our last tours, we finally get a hotel after being on the bus for like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And we fly every time we get to a hotel. Mm-hmm. And were we drunk?
I mean,
do you remember?
Well, which one?
The one where
I peed my pants?
No, you didn't pee your pants. You had an I
used to throw out my pants. They were so wet. Because they wouldn't dry by morning.
I don't know what happened. Like, so
I really had a lot of liquid inside. It poured through my pants.
No, it splattered fucking everywhere. You were like flying.
It's like my water broke.
It was like, I looked over, I was like, I couldn't even laugh. I was like, I looked at you and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my, it's like you squirted, like major. I don't even know if it was pee. I don't know what it was. So you, so we're flying and she's like, wait, I gotta pee. I'm like, wait, you get up. You didn't, I don't even know what we were laughing about.
Flying.
Okay. So something happened. She's like, wait, I think
I probably farted.
You did fart. So, you know, you farted multiple times.
Yeah. I farted. And then farting made me laugh because I was embarrassed.
And then put your legs up and it was so loud. You fucking fart a lot.
I know.
What the hell is
that? I have IBS, okay?
I got a pill for it. I read about it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something you take.
Okay, good. I'll take
anyways,
that. Oh, it's like a probiotic.
I saw, you know, Ange sent it to me and I started to do some research. So I bought it, you know, to keep healthy.
Ange?
But Ange Campanelli.
Okay, got it.
So you get up and you wet the entire
room.
And I'm like, that wasn't a little pee. Like, how long did you have to pee for? Are you two? Like, Chloe sometimes goes to the toilet and is like, I didn't make it.
Are you two?
No, for real.
I don't know how and that much came out.
We peed our pants, like laughed so, and I just looked at you, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Now, I don't know if friends do this regularly. Like, I don't know if people just don't share, like, ridiculous, like they fart. Like, I don't know, because no one else talks about, I've never heard two people talk about, like, are we just weird?
I don't know, because those people aren't talking, so I don't know.
It just, you know what I mean? I don't know, Kat, oh my God. I don't know.
You know that also, I want you to know that laughing pee comes from a different pee bag than pee-pee.
I don't know about that.
It's true. So, like,
I'm going to ask you a personal question. Right? You don't have to answer it. We can edit. Have you ever peed during sex?
No.
Are you tinkled?
No.
A little bit?
Nope.
Never?
No.
How would you know, though? Oh, it's not the same hole. Right. At that meeting.
Kat.
Where I just mean...
Have you ever peed? Because it kind of sounds like it's a yes on this one.
I've never peed, but I just wonder, with the amount that you tinkle when you laugh, you must not laugh during sex.
No, not hysterically laugh. I don't hysterically laugh with anybody but you.
Have you ever had a queef? That's like when there's air up there.
You know, I think it happened once with Mark before, and I was like, oh my God. I laughed my head off, but okay. I didn't pee.
And sometimes.
Have you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, maybe more than once.
Sorry. Maybe. Okay, for you just wanted to see how normal you were. And then you're like, okay, that might be, okay, yeah, totally. That happened last night.
No, I have to say, it doesn't happen often. So when it does happen, it's outrageous.
Right. It's so, I mean, it's air.
It's so loud,
it's
though.
Air. Well, mine's not that loud.
Neither is mine.
There's
okay, it's loud because it sounds like a fart, but it's not a fart. What's yours like?
But it is a fart. Well, it's a vagina fart.
Yeah, okay, but farts come out of your butt. Here's one.
An air coming out of your hole is a fart.
Here's one. You have to be honest.
A vagina snort.
Have you ever farted during sex?
No, thank God. Have you?
Let me think.
Well, yeah, you have. If I said yes, you would be like, yeah, for sure.
No, hold on. I'm just thinking. Probably once.
Oh, you're not thinking. You know exactly when.
Do you know what squirting is?
Well, yeah, I've never had it.
I know.
Yeah, do you? I'm sure where you're going with this.
Okay.
I've actually never seen it.
Okay. Well, you should watch some porn with squirters.
No, thanks.
You want to watch it today?
No, I don't.
It's really funny.
I'm not going to comedy. I'm not looking for squirt comedy.
It's like a fucking spring. It's like what happened on the bed.
That's what I'm saying. Well, actually, maybe I have seen it before.
Oh my God.
I don't know. So off the rails. Oh my God. We were so on the rails last week. Remember? We were so.
I think we talked about some serious stuff here.
We did get some serious stuff, right?
Oh my God. Should we leave it there? Because I'm sure there's a lot.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to add it up. Because I know that if you're like, if you're like a new mom, or if you're like, I think what Sam really wanted us to get the crux of.
Oh, right.
Sometimes
not squirting.
She guides us. Not squirting. Okay. Is she's like, how do you find yourself as a mom with after you have a child? And to me, I'm like, I don't.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. I don't know what that means to go find yourself. I know that I don't remember myself pre-baby. I think I'm probably a better version of me pre-baby.
Yeah.
I think motherhood's a series of surviving.
I don't know if you just said, because I was reading a text from my mom about my daughter, but I don't know what finding yourself,
you like your pre-mom self means, because I for sure felt right after I had my daughter that my mind was gone. But if you looked at me, it looked like I had come right back. And I've never gone back to the way I was before.
I never will. And no. I think trying to find that is stressful.
Yeah.
And balance and all those words that fucking come with motherhood. For me, it's like some phases, like some days you're surviving, some days you're like, wow, that was like, every day is a great day because you love your children and you're so thankful to have them. In that day, there are days where you're like, holy fuck, like you're literally glazed over because you're putting one foot in front of the other to get everything done that needs to get done. And the very reason Nat and I are going away is because I need to feel like I want to get back to where I was, a happy mom. And we've talked about this, but it's like the monotony of motherhood is real, and the monotony of going through the notions is real. And it's like the overwhelmingness of the monotony is, there's a lot of times when you and I would wish for things to speed up.
Yeah.
As moms, because
yeah.
It's like, you just want the next thing to come because yeah. the phase you're in. And I think we feel guilty because then you go and read a Facebook article about how you're supposed to enjoy every moment.
Gone tomorrow.
And how you're so lucky to even have children and my child, whatever. And you're like, holy fuck. It's this feelings of emotions. And I just think we all need to take the fucking pedal off and realize
you
that.
You know, I feel in this very moment that there's no... Fuck. It's so crazy being a mom. You say something one day and the next day you feel totally different. But right now, I don't think I'm in a rush for anybody to be older.
Yeah, no, me neither. Not right now. But we're always trying to speed time up, you and me.
Yeah.
Let's go March. Where's summer?
It's true. But like, I used to always want like all my kids to be in school. Then I wanted them all in the same school. Now I am not looking forward to the oldest one to have to go to junior high. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, can everyone just pause?
Yeah. I want to pause too. I feel the pausing moment. I don't. Yeah. No, I feel you. But fuck, it's like,
cause we have no cute babies left.
I'm fine with that.
I said to yesterday, I go, let's go get the baby. I was in the office and I said, let's go get the baby. And a teacher looks at me and goes, oh, that's so cute. You have a baby? I'm like, well, he's 4 and a half, but.
I know.
Yeah, he'll always be my baby.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I think that I also remember looking at moms like us, which means with children, school-age children, wondering how the fuck they even move.
I know, because, and how they got there.
Because having a baby, for me personally, is so claustrophobic, and that's a terrible word to say, but it was, having a baby is like, I just didn't know what to do with it.
I know.
I didn't know where to put it. Like, to have someone always attached to you and, you know, the needs is so intense.
I always thought those older moms, they always look so capable and organized and like that they had their shit together, which is actually somebody said to me today, as I was walking my kids to school and walking in the door, she goes, you have 4 kids and you always look so calm. And I looked at her, and I know this mom, and she has 2 kids. That's fine. To me, she always looks so happy and calm.
Yeah.
And that she looks at me and thinks that.
It's always that way. Someone, right? Always so wants funny. To be someone. Everyone always thinks that someone else has it more together. Not the case.
And I literally looked at her. I'm like, I'm not calm. I'm not calm at all. I'm trying to get 4 kids to not get hit by a car.
Called your resting mom face.
Yeah.
It's like your face is in mission mode. Yeah. It's like, if I have an emotion, I'm going to fucking freak. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to soldier on and I'm going to have my face, and they know that face, and that means business. Yeah. Here we go. Move.
She should walk to school with me one day. I am constantly, don't stand close to the road. A car is going to spray you with petals and you're not wearing snow pants. Your pants are going to get wet. Don't walk on the snowbanks. You're going to fall and get your snow pants. Don't walk. There's a driver. You're going to get hit by a car. I'm calm. No.
The only thing I will say is, for us, the baby phase, we were in a bubble, and it was so hard to look outside past that bubble. You're like in a warped bubble where you're not even sure how you're going to get out the door to go to the grocery store. That was me. I was like, how am I going to even go to the grocery store with
the only way
one
I
child?
Started going to the grocery store was with you.
I know.
We went together.
And now we're like, hey, now we move much more freely.
Yes.
And we're going on a plane with 7 children. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is, if you're in that moment where you're sitting on the couch and you're like, I will never get back to me, because mm-hmm. everyone talks about getting yourself back. I don't think that that's a goal anyone should have. I think that what you do is you move forward as a mom and you reinvent yourself. And that's a terrible word to say, but you find a new relationship within yourself. It's about having a relationship with yourself. And you know what? This is the first time in 9 years where I feel like I have a little bit more time for me. Like,
oh my gosh, yes.
Where I feel like I can go downstairs and not worry about someone falling off, hurting themselves, jumping off something, needing something.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, I feel like.
And you know, I really appreciate those moments now. I sit there and I think to myself, I can't believe I can be here. What did I do last night?
The fact that you and I can sit, when the two kids were playing
yes.
on Sunday and you and I had a conversation and didn't have to get up and
never thought
worry
that would
about
happen.
The back door, the front door, the side door.
I used to dream of it, but I never actually thought it would happen.
Yeah, it's mind blowing that it happens and it's so new to us that I think that, oh, someone's here. So we're going to wrap it up. When you're a mom and you're in those moments where you feel like you can't look past that very, that moment, it comes.
It will pass. And you will get there. You'll get to where we are.
But don't rush trying to get there. And don't feel stressed that you're not there.
No.
I guess that's the point. Don't, you know, I see Sam right now in my head. Ugh. And I see her with the guilt of having a new baby.
Yeah.
And I see her with the guilt of trying to keep herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having guilt. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just understanding that your kids at the end of the day are still going to fucking love you because it's all they know. It's all they know. And for them to have a relationship with someone else other than you is not a bad thing. You do not have to be there 24 hours a day and do not feel guilty about asking someone to step in so you can do like,
why didn't somebody tell, you know what? Someone did tell us that when we had newborn babies, we just didn't listen.
What'd they say?
Exactly that.
Don't feel guilty.
Leave your baby with someone else. Walk away. Do it. We didn't do it.
No, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I didn't know how to do it.
I didn't. I couldn't. It was too hard to leave. It was worse leaving than staying.
I was psychotic.
Yeah.
It's because I was psychotic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was worse leaving than staying.
Although that third and fourth, like, bye.
Oh, God. We're so amazing now. If nothing else, don't put.
Although I saw the 2-week tour and I was like, we can't do it. I cannot.
Yeah.
Yet, I cannot leave for two weeks.
Especially at the end of school.
Right?
Isn't there some stupid concert we're going to have to go to?
Oh, also,
your mom's
like,
not at your concert?
It's Chloe's birthday, too.
Try that one.
26. I'm going to have to lie about it.
That's fine. I'm down for lying.
Try about that. Your birthday's on the 16th and all the kids are like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Mommy goes on a stage. Got it?
Bye. Bye, guys.
Come hang out with us on Instagram and on Facebook. And, you know, I like Instagram better right now. So come over there. And also, buy a book.
Because you can buy a Mom Truths Cat and Nat book anywhere they sell a book.
It's your best friend.
Brought to you by Cat and Nat.
You know it's your best friend.
I know.
It's like Cat and Nat in your house.
Yep.
All day, every day.
In your hand, beside your bed.
It should be a pop-up book. You know what I mean?
Without the two of us popping out.
Yeah.
Like,
hey!
Oh, that would have been a good idea. Next book.
Pop-up book.
Okay. Good night, guys. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Yeah, go watch some porn with squirting.
Oh, jeez.